Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. This week, we are talking about legacy leadership, being a leader that establishes and leaves behind a great impact and great influence, not only amongst your team and the people you serve, perhaps your customers or your clients, but in the organization as a whole. You want to be someone legendary, someone that people say, wow, when he or she was here as the manager, as the director, as the supervisor, they were just awesome. They were just awesome. And you want to make that type of positive, lasting impact. And we're talking about the qualities that a leader has to possess and has to exercise and demonstrate on a daily basis in order to be a legacy leader. And so if you did not listen to part one earlier this week, I want you to go back into the Tailored for Success archives and go listen to that. You're going to love it. So take a listen to that and get those first four. But we're talking about four different qualities on today on part two, and we're going to do the countdown backwards as we did last time. 4, 3, 2, 1, Janet Jackson, come through. Those of you that know Rhythm Nation and Janet Jackson will get that joke. Okay, and so moving on, we're going to talk about the qualities again for legacy leadership. And so at number four, we have the quality of being open-minded, being open-minded. A lot of times, leaders think that because of their positioning and where they're positioned within an organization or amongst a team, that they had to lead, they need to lead rather with an iron fist. It will be my way and no other way. It will be my way or the highway. Well, let me tell you, that is a way that you can lead. And in some organizations and with some teams, that is permitted and that is allowed. But it will not come without some cost and some resistance. So being open-minded, being open to new ideas, being able to take on new challenges and changes, and embracing them and looking at them, you know, in a way to say, hey, you know, this could help us to grow. This could help us to expand. This could help to stretch us as a whole. And I'm going to give some closing remarks because we're closing up talking about leadership this week. So I want to give some closing remarks on the perspective of a leader in regards to their team as well. But we'll do that at the very end as a bonus. So stay tuned until the end to get that bonus. But number four, being open-minded, open to new ideas. Okay, and also that means being open to the ideas of your peers, of your customers, your clients, your colleagues, just keeping that open mind and not being closed to your way being the only way or the best way all of the time. Okay, and then number three, again, these are all in partnership. They're all threaded together. Number three, being a good listener, a good listener. You know, I do a separate workshop for workplaces and organizations and groups on effective listening. And people get listening mixed up. They get it mixed. They mix it up with paying attention, with looking at somebody. Yes, I was listening. I was looking at him or her as they spoke. Well, because your body or your eyes are focused on a person does not actually mean that you're listening, believe it or not. And sometimes people don't know how to listen effectively. They mix up listening with paying attention, and they also mix up listening with hearing. Okay, if you're blessed with the gift to hear sound, that means that you can hear a person and not necessarily listen to them. I hope that got your attention. But there is a difference. So to be a good listener, it means that we're in tune,
completely to what the person or persons are saying to us. We're in tune. We've tuned out the external noise in our head, the noise that could be around us. We are completely zoned in. Not only are we paying attention, are we looking, but we're looking with purpose. We're listening with purpose. We're listening for the tone. We're listening for the speed. We're looking at their body to pick up body language to support what they're saying. Is it congruent? Is it matching? Oftentimes it's not. And it can give us clues. So I don't want to get into too much of this one, but a good leader is a good listener. And that encompasses a lot of different aspects and a lot of different skills. So that's number three. Number two, a good leader, a legacy leader, is going to be patient and understanding. A good, great, wonderful legacy leader is going to be patient and understanding, meaning that we know that things are not going to always go smoothly. We know that there are going to be challenges, changes, interruptions, mistakes, oopsies. Things are going to happen, but we have to be patient with the process of people having a human experience, okay? And so sometimes people are in their feelings, and they act out, and they say the wrong things, and they do the wrong things. And it's not to say that there shouldn't be consequences or reprimand when it's due, but we want to be patient and understanding people. Understanding that there is no one on your team, in your organization, there's not a customer that's going to come into your place that's perfect, okay? And so we're going to have oopsies, we're going to have mistakes, we're going to have people acting out or saying things out of their head, out of their feelings that they maybe shouldn't say. And so we have to deal with that and correct those things as they happen. But we have to be patient and understanding that we're all having a human experience. We're all of us are learning and becoming and evolving. And so to have some patience and understanding along those lines. And then number one, drum roll please. Number one, optimism and a positive attitude. Yes, nothing worse than working for a pessimistic, humdrum, you know, dum-da-dum-dum type of manager or leader. It's just no good. It is no good. No bueno, no bueno, as I like to say. It's no good. So being optimistic and positive and expecting the best out of the day, expecting the best out of your team, speaking the best over your team. When you have that morning meeting, that weekly meeting, that monthly meeting, whatever you're having with your team as a whole, giving praise for everything that they're doing well. Not to say that you don't, again, that you don't correct or address behaviors that are troubled, or performance that is not quite up to par. It's not saying that you don't address those things. You have to. That's part of being a good leader too. It's not in the list, but you have to have the assertive skills, the wherewithal to identify and address trouble spots. So that's another bonus that I just sporadically threw in there. But number one, optimism and positivity. That type of energy, and a boss that has a manager, whatever you want to call it, a leader who has that type of energy and brings that kind of energy into the workspace, is contagious. Even amongst the most humdrum, pessimistic people, having that positive energy in there, being optimistic about what is to come, about the possibility that lies within each of your employees is so very important. And you've got to convey it on a regular basis. And we could talk later on about ways, different ways and methods that you can start to do that. But that is how you become a legacy leader. So let's recap. And then I want to talk very quickly, briefly, if I could, about how important your perspective about being a leader is. So number four, we had being open-minded, open to new ideas. Okay, that was number four. Number three, being a good listener and understanding that being a good listener is totally different. It's totally different than being able to hear. It's totally different than paying attention, physical attention, putting your eyes and orienting your body towards that person doesn't necessarily mean that you're listening well. So we have to be careful about that. Number two, the dynamic duo of patience and understanding that everyone goes through their go-throughs, everyone has their ups and downs. So being patient and being understanding with others, because just like you, they're having a human experience, and sometimes it's going great, and sometimes it's not. And so we have to be very patient and understanding with others. And then number one, optimism and positivity. Optimism and positivity is essential if you're going to be a strong leader and a leader who leaves a legacy. So as we conclude this week on talking about leadership, I want to say this. Everyone is a leader. In the workplace and in business, we have what I've identified as formal leadership positions. So we have the CEO, we have the board president, if you will, we have the director, we have the lead administrator, we have the supervisor, the team lead, the coordinator, whatever you're calling those formal leadership roles. But I want every listener of this particular broadcast to understand this. Everyone in an organization, in every position within an organization, is a leader. That's number one. Everyone has the power to influence and positively impact those that are their peers, those that they come into contact with, those that are in a role that is maybe formally above you, okay? Up to the CEO and the director and the like, you have the power to make a positive impact and influence right where you are, right where you're planted. And so don't think because you're placed in a certain, area on the organizational chart that you're not a leader, because you are. So that's number one. And then for those of you that are in a place of formal leadership, what's important for you to note is that, yes, technically you have employees, you have people who work for you, you have customers or clients who are coming in to participate and buy your product or your service, perhaps, are thinking about maybe you're selling a particular service to another. It's business to business, B2B, B2C, whatever the case may be. But understand that your perspective is so important, that these are people that are really your team, your employees, your subordinates. They work with you more so than they work for you. I want to let that sit and marinate on your mind for just a minute. So your employees, your subordinates, work with you in partnership more so than they work for you. And so it's about your stature, it's about your posturing as a leader, and it's about your perspective. I think that a lot of leaders get into this mode of, I've made it, I'm the head honcho, I get to make the final decisions, I get to run this, I get to facilitate this, and you lose sight. You really lose sight, and you lose the ability to really connect with your team. So this is very important. It's very important to keep that in mind, that they're really in partnership with you more so than they work with you, okay? So it's really about how you perceive your employees and that relationship, that connection. So this has been Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. For those of you new to the broadcast, I am the Chief Empowerment Officer of Tailored For You Enterprises, a service-based organization helping career professionals and entrepreneurs to take their careers and their businesses to the top. And I specifically help them in the way of communication skills. So important. I believe that interpersonal skills and soft skills are just as important, sometimes more important than the formal education that you receive in your particular chosen area of concentration. A lot of times that is neglected and either not developed at all or underdeveloped for a lot of career professionals. And it's very important. It's very important that it's established, number one, and that it's cultivated on a regular basis, because your interpersonal skills are perishable and they only get stronger as you use them, okay? And as you grow in them, learning and putting into practice. And so to learn more, you can go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. IAMTAYLOR, my last name, IAMTAYLORED, ED, the number for the letter U.com. IAMTAYLOREDFORYOU.com. Go there, find out more about myself and more about the services that we make available to career professionals and entrepreneurs. I want to hear from you. Look for me online, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Connect, connect, connect. Until next time, dear friends, remember this: the best is yet to come. Take good care.